I just want the people to know the truth. I'm not trying to hide from a death sentence. I could have hid from it way back there in 1982 when I was the first arrested. I could have hid it from it when I was arrested in 1983. I wasn't arrested on murder. I was arrested for carrying a gun and being a felon, which is a misdemeanor charge. I didn't have to come forward and tell them one thing about any murder. It was, like I say, it was God that wanted me to do it. And I don't want people to think that I'm trying to hide from a death sentence, because I'm not. Whenever that happens, it'll happen. And as far as people thinking that I'm going to go out here and escape from someplace, no, I'm not. I don't want to escape. I've had millions of opportunities when I was in Montague to escape, and I'm not interested in escaping. I don't feel I belong on the street. And I am not going to put myself back on those streets. In my own personal going out there and escaping to put myself back there, I'm not going to do it. And the people that has the feelings that I am going to do that is wrong. They can rest nice, because I'm going to be in jail where I feel I personally belong.
That was a 14-year-old girl out of Harrisburg, Virginia.
She was a sexual victim.
Why did you kill her?
Experimental.
Experimenting about sex. I just got carried away.
What do you mean?
Well, I was more or less scared that she was going to go back and tell her family after me making her have sex with her. And I couldn't stand to go back to my mom and have her beat me the way she would have if she had found it out.
Had she beaten you before?
Oh, yes. Many, many times. I've got scars all over my body where she put on.
Why did she beat you?
Any way she could, for anything she could. It was just one of those type things. When a person's drunk, they don't know what they're doing. That's the way my family was. They drove, since I was a baby, I grew up in a drunk house. That's the way it was.
How did you feel about your mother?
I just hated her. Pure hatred.
Why?
Because of her making me watch sex so I could see what was happening with other men. My mom was a prostitute. She sold herself for money. And I just grew up hating it. I hated the thought of it. I don't say it's her fault, don't get me wrong, but it's just something that grows inside of you for so long that you can't get rid of it.
Should you have been let out?
No. I told them that way back in 1968 when they did let me out.
Would you tell them?
I told them I would go back killing again, and I didn't want out.
You told the warden?
I told the warden, and I told the doctors, and I told the assistant warden exactly what would happen when I got out.
You got out?
Yeah.
How soon after that did you kill again?
Same day.
Why?
Just to prove a point, I guess.
Prove what to whom?
To the warden, the institution and stuff, that it did happen, just like I told them it happened.
How did you kill the victim?
I stabbed her to death. She was stabbed, cut up.
How did you select this particular victim?
She was just walking down the street. I picked her up. I took her within a few miles of the prison and left her. They're on Interstate, I think it's 12, but I'm not sure, but I think it's Interstate 12. I've had very, very, very few of my victims scream.
Why?
Because I never let them know when it's going to happen. The next one was in August of 75.
what happened?
No, I take it back. The next victim was in 70. That was out here in, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, it's in north part of Texas here. The next victim.
Why did you?
Just chasing her down the road in the car. Finally chased her down in the car and took her out of the car and took her and killed her.
How did you kill her?
Knifed her.
Have all the victims been stabbed?
No.
How else have you killed?
Shot them, strangled them, beat them, hit and runs. It was two of us together. We hung two or three of them. I had no feelings for that person whatsoever. I never, for instance, I would say go from here and do a crime. I'd forget this crime. I wouldn't think of it more.
How fast would you forget it?
No, sir, it happened.
If you killed this morning, you forget it by noon?
I'd forget it way before noon.
You go back to the scene?
I went back to one scene of a victim. That was in 1982. I went back because I loved that victim more than I loved my own life, really.
Why did you kill him?
The same thing happened with Mom. She hit me and I hit her before I ever realized that I'd done it.
Which victim?
That's Becky. My common law wife.
Kill someone you love because she hit you.
It was just the, as fast as she hit me, I hit her. That was it.
But did you kill her with just hitting her? One
yeah,
blow?
One blow.
What'd you do with the body?
Later on, we went back and cut it up and scattered it around the field. I tried burying it, but I couldn't.